Let's open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 12 tonight. Exodus chapter 12. You may be the exception to the rule. I think everybody's done it. You see a car and you think that it's somebody that you know, and you start honking your horn and waving, and all of a sudden it's not who you thought it was, and they're thinking, who is that honking their horn and acting crazy toward me? Tonight we were coming down from our property, coming down from, I guess it's Frontage Road that runs right in front of 27, and we stopped there at Thrasher Pike, and coming off the hill was a white Chevy, and immediately we said, hey, there's Millicent Shirley coming off the hill. Got closer and closer, and we were all prepared to start honking and waving, and it was not Millicent Shirley at all. It was a car that looked like Millicent Shirley's car, almost identical to their car, but it was not Millicent Shirley's car. Now, there are a couple of things that that gave it away that we knew were identifying marks of Millicent Shirley's car. There were some stickers as it grew closer to us that are not on Millicent Shirley's car. So there are a couple of external features, but the most important factor was Millicent Shirley were not in the car. It was someone else. It was just obviously somebody different inside the car. So what was inside the car identified that car differently than the car we saw coming off of the top of Thrasher Pike toward the train tracks. You know, it's interesting. In Exodus 12, there's a situation where there were some houses that from the outside probably all looked exactly the same, but they were different. And in Exodus 12, God was instituting the Passover, and he had already predicted the death of the firstborn in Egypt and that they should escape that 10th plague if they should prepare their house a certain way. And he says in verse 18, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread till the 21st day of the month at evening. So the Feast of Breads, or the Feast of Unleavened Bread, would take place from here. For 7 days, no unleavened bread shall be found in your houses. Since whoever eats it is leavened, the same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations you shall eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. You shall take a bunch of hyssop. It's like a viney type plant. It would here act like almost a paintbrush. Dip it in the blood that is in the basin. Strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. For, now it gives a reason, the Lord will strike through or pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. So there was a condition that God placed upon it. Passover lamb was to be prepared a certain way, and the Passover lamb had to meet certain requirements. Then they go inside the house, they eat it in readiness with staff in hand and fully clothed as if they're ready to go. And the doors of that house would be prepared with blood on the lintel and on the doorposts, and they would stand and they would eat in readiness. And when the Lord God of heaven observed that house as being different, distinguished from others, he would pass over that house. From the outside, looking at that house, there wasn't a lot of difference between the structure or the shape of that house and in the house right next to it. The difference is what that house did in preparation for the coming of the Lord. The kind of activities that were taking place on the inside. That's what marked that house as different. There's a good lesson to be learned from this. Today, Don talked about this in one of his lessons. There are lots of religious organizations. There are lots of churches. And to a lot of folks, looking at them from the outside, they all look exactly the same. But they're not the same. What's taking place on the inside of that house may be totally different from what's taking place on the other thousands of houses that there are. And the Lord only built one house, and he marked his house with blood. He shed his blood for that house. In fact, in Acts 20 and verse 28, Paul said, it is the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So there's a different house that God has marked with his own blood, and there's a different kind of activity that takes place on the inside of that house, his house, than every other house that men have ever built. There's worship that's according to the pattern, organization according to the pattern, and service according to the pattern. And so what we have to do tonight is to go to the New Testament, where God gives us the outline, the layout for his house, and look for the house that God built. And when we find it, our condition, our rule, almost the same as in Exodus, get in the house and stay there, because the Lord is coming. So tonight we've been given a charge, get in the house and stay there, because not all houses look the same. Just like you can see somebody, a car coming down the road, and it kind of looks like a car of somebody that you know, but it's different because the people in that car are not the people that you know. Therefore, it is not, in this example tonight, Millicent Shirley's car, because Millicent Shirley were not in the car. So there may be a lot of houses in this world religiously that look like something the Lord built, but it's not the Lord's house because it wasn't built by him, not marked by his blood, and it doesn't have his people on the inside. Tonight we need to be a part of that house. So tonight, if you would believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repent of sin, confess his name before men, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, we can be raised to walk in a brand new life tonight. Or if this evening is an erring child of God, we need to come back through repentance, confession, and prayer. We can do that, but let's remember, not all houses are the same. Just not all cars are the same. And all religious organizations are not the same. Tonight we need to remember the Lord's house and prepare for his coming. Let's do it as we stand and as we sing.